谢谢新祥的分享。
Thanks, Brother Xinxiang's testimony.
那很多时候有人会问说，我们为什么要弄个走岛呢？我们自己传福音就好了。
Sometimes people ask us why we use the format of a walking prayer. We can just pray by ourselves.
也许有人也会问类似的问题，为什么要祷告会呢？我们自己祷告就好了。
And some people may ask similar question. Why do we need to have a prayer meeting? We can just pray by ourselves.
也许我们个人有些人传福音跟祷告都很热忱。
As maybe some of us are, some people are very eager when preaching gospel and in prayer life.
但是呢，我们在教会里面，我们有弟兄姐妹，我们需要彼此的扶持。
But in our church, we have brother and sister.
我们一起。出去的时候，我们也是彼此的激励。
When we go out together, we are also inspiring each other.
我想，金祥弟兄也不是唯一的一个曾经想过说就放弃啊。
I think Brother Xinxiang is not the only one who might have thought to give up.
我知道的有好几个，我们常常都出去的，他们也都表示过，他们曾经也想过这次不来啊。
I know many who are regular attendants also expressed that they did not want to come.
我也有好几次也在想说我也不去了。
Sometimes even I myself thought that I don't want to go either.
但是因为我们是一群的弟兄姐妹。
But we are a group of brothers and sisters.
我们就一起推着彼此。往前走。
So we push each other to walk, to move forward together.
感谢神，这几个月我们开始也慢慢的遇见一些人，他们也有机会邀请他们来到团契。
Thank God, in the past couple of months, we ran into some people and we have invited them to join our fellowships.
我们今天要开始来思考这个诗篇。
Today we'll start reading Psalms.
今年暑期呢，我想跟大家一起来看这个诗篇。诗篇是圣经里面最大、最长的一本书啊。
This summer I'm planning to read Psalms with all. Psalms is the largest book in the Bible.
那我们在生活中所经历的。任何一个感觉，就像刚刚所分享的一些感觉，都在诗篇里面可以找得到。
All we have experienced in our life, all those feelings, various forms of feelings, you can find them in Psalms.
里面有赞美，里面有哭泣。
There are praises and there are laments.
甚至有咒诅。
And sometimes imprecatories.
这个是 N.T. Wright 写的啊，他说诗篇充满了力量和激情，可怕的痛苦，无拘无束的欢欣啊，细腻的这个感受和强大的盼望。任何一个人如果想要尝人生这个新的这个维度的这个经历的话啊，任何一个热爱写作的人，任何一个想要透过一扇窗来透视人。灵魂中心灵中的这个光芒和漆黑的角落的话，就应该来读诗篇。
N.T. Wright once wrote, "The Psalms are full of power and passion, horrendous misery and unrestrained jubilation, tender sensitivity and powerful hope. Anyone at all whose hearts is open to new dimensions of human experience, anyone who loves good writing,Anyone who wants a window into the bright lights and dark corners of the human soul should react to these poems like someone who hasn't had a good meal for a week or two.
那 John Calvin 也说，诗篇含有对灵魂、心灵各样部分的这个解剖啊，没有一个人的情感是不出现在这里，它就像一面镜子一样。
John Calvin also wrote, Psalms contain an anatomy of all the parts of the soul, for there's not an emotion of which anyone can be conscious that is not here represented as in the mirror.
Philip Johnston 说呢，啊，诗篇描绘了外在的困难和内心啊动荡的情况，因此在要在一个艰难的环境中持守信仰啊，这些挣扎在许多世纪以前诗篇作者身上就可以看到了。
Philip Johnston shared the Psalms portray situation of outward difficulty and inner turmoil with which readers easily identify. So the struggle to maintain faith in trying circumstances is given powerful expression by the similar struggles of psalmists many centuries ago.
诗篇十六篇十一节这么说，你将生命的道路指示我，在你面前有满足的喜乐，在你右手中有永远的福乐。
Psalm 16:11 says, You make known to me the path of life.In your presence, there is fullness of joy. At your right hand are pleasures forevermore.
所以诗篇呢，诗篇是很多的情感在里面的。
So Psalms express many emotions.
很多这个圣经里面大部分的话都是神告诉我们的话。
In the Bible, many words are what God told us.
诗篇却是人啊，向神说的话。
But Psalms are the words that's spoken by humans to God.
它里面有孤单的感觉，有一个哀哭的低谷的时候，也有很高潮赞美神的时候。
There is a crying, there is a lamenting in the Bible when they are experiencing low in their life, and also there are highs and climax and tribulations.
但是诗篇不是只是记载人间的喜怒哀乐。
Psalms does not just record all the emotions of this world.
诗篇记载的是那些跟随神的人他们的喜怒哀乐。
It captures the emotions of those who are following God.
我再说一遍，诗篇不是只是在描写人生的喜怒哀乐。
So I'll say it again, and Psalms is not just to describe the emotions we experience in this life.
诗篇乃是在描写一个跟随神的人他的喜怒哀乐。
Psalms is describes the emotions of those people who are following Christ.
当你有新旧约圣经的时候，你中间一打开，就是最中间的就是诗篇了。
If you notice in the Bible, we have Old Testaments and New Testaments in the very middle. If you open the Bible, that is Psalms.
前面有神的话。后面有神的话。
Before are God's words, after are God's words.
中间诗篇也是神的话，但是是人向神的祷告。
In the middle, Psalms are also God's words, but those are prayers that humans gave to God.
所以你会发现到整本圣经很特别，它满了神的话，而中间是一个人对神的话，要跟随神的话，要按着神的话而行的一个反应。
We notice that it's so special that in the beginning and also the later part are God's words, and in the middle, it is a human beings pleading and also expressing their desire to follow God.
所以圣经不是神讲了一大堆的话丢给你，然后你自己去想办法去遵守的。
The Psalms, the Bible is not a book that God wrote down those words and throw at us and say, okay, go and follow.
他在最中间还加了一本最长的诗篇，来告诉你说历世历代那些跟随神的人他们是如何来跟随，他们面对的困难是什么，他们的喜怒哀乐是如何。
In the middle, that is a book of Psalms that expresses centuries ago those who have followed Jesus and their emotions and their struggles and their triumphs.
所以在诗篇十六篇那里说，你将生命的道路指示我，在你面前有满足的喜乐，在你右手中有永远的福乐。
Psalm 16:11, You make known to me the path of life. In your presence, there's fullness of joy. At your right hand are pleasures forevermore.
诗人不是躲在一个墙角那里，然后读了神的话，受了感动所说的话。
It's not like the poets, like they were residing, they were sitting at the corner of a room and they read God's words and were moved and wrote down this passage.
他乃是拿了神的话在他生活当中实际的去遵行了，而受了许多的苦楚，最后得了一个结论，就是你将生命的道路指示我，在你面前有满足的喜乐。
So they took God's words and then practiced them in their life. They encountered many challenges and later they said, your words are the path of life.
所以这次这一次的暑期里头呢，我要跟大家一起来思考，我们那一些有神的话的人，我们如何在我们生活当中来跟随神。
So the theme of this sermon is those who know God, how do we live out God's words in our life?
诗篇教导我们什么？
What does Psalm teach us?
它教导我们如何在地上活在神的时间当中。
It teaches us to live in God's time while we are on earth.
耶稣基督的救赎已经来了。
Jesus' salvation has come.
他在信他的人的生命里面已经带来了新的改变。
It brought changes in those who believe in him.
我们是新造的人。
We are new creation.
但是我们的肉体还是没改变。
But our body, flesh, like body, did not change.
我们这个罪恶的时代跟世界还没有被更新。
And this evil world has not been changed.
所以我们仍然是活在一个罪的世界里。
So we still live in this evil world.
我们活在这个这样两个世界里头的这个张力。
We are living in such a tension between these two worlds.
神要更新这个世界的时候还没有来到。
The time for God to refresh and change this world has not come.
我们要学习如何在这个罪恶的世界里头为神而活。
We need to learn to live for God in this evil time.
很多时候呢，我们基督徒呢，我们最痛苦的就是要等，等神什么时候按着他的话来应验他的应许。
So for Christians, and the most difficult time is while we're waiting for when God's words will be shown in this world.
诗篇里面满了这样的一个诗篇，诗人在等候神的拯救临到。
And Psalms are filled with all these poems that people are waiting for God's salvation.
在等候的当中，我们如何活在神的时间之中
？So while waiting, how can we live in God's time?
讲的很多东西我们都知道，可是现在就还没有实现，现在都还没有经历，我们如何在神的时间表里头我们来跟随神。
We know what we learned and we need to know how we need to know and learn how to live out God's time and we well just in this world.
诗篇教导我们什么呢？
What does the Psalm teach us?
怎么在地上活在神的空间里。
It teaches us to live in God's space while on this earth.
那耶稣基督拯救了凡信靠他的人。
Jesus saved those who believed in him.
圣灵也内住在凡信靠他的人里面。
And Holy Spirit is living within those who believe in him.
神与我们同在。
And God is with us.
神与我们同在，是不是？
Is that true? God is with us?
可是同时我们又没有完完全全面对面的站在神面前。
But at the same time, we are not completely standing in front of God face to face.
我们相信神在我们生命里头与我们同在。
We believe in our life that God is with us.
可是我们现在站在这里，我们唱诗是很好，在这里敬拜是很好，但是我们没有实际的看见他的荣耀。
Yeah, here is great that we sing worship songs and we praise him, but we are not seeing him face to face.
在教会外面我们看到还是很多的问题。
And outside the church, we see there are many issues.
所以今天我们有神的同在。
So today we have God's presence.
但我们又没有完全面对面的看见神。
But we are not able to see God face to face.
我们看见的是许多这个罪恶时代的问题。
We see so many issues of so many problems of this evil world.
我们也看到很多我们自己的问题。
We also see many problems of ourselves.
如何在这样的一个罪恶的时代中 过一个与神同在、与神同行的人生。
How to live a life that walks with God and be with God in this turmoil world.
诗人也常常为着这样的一个光景来挣扎。
And those psalmists also were struggling with similar challenges.
神不是与我们同在的神吗？
Isn't that God a God who is with us?
放眼观看，为什么我们处在这样的一个光景？
Why are we in such a time?
第三，诗篇教导我们如何在地上为神而活。
And the third point is the psalm teaches us how to live in God's matter.
在一个不寻求神的一个时代里头，如何过一个寻求神的人生？
In a time that the world is not seeking God, how can we live out a life that is seeking God?
所以在诗篇里头，我们看见一条跟随神的道路啊，那些跟随他的人，他们心灵的一个旅程。
In Psalms, we see a path, we see a journey of those who follow God, their spiritual journey.
今天我们主要看的是诗篇第一、第二篇。
Today, we'll focus on the Psalm chapter 1 and 2.
我们这个暑假会很概括的把整个诗篇有五卷啊，大概这样子的看过。我们主要要看的乃是看到诗人如何在他们的处境当中来跟随神。
In this summer, we'll scan through the book of Psalm. There are five major sections. And from those one, we'll study how the psalmist learned to leave this world.
诗篇第一、第二篇乃是一个前言。
So Psalm chapter 1 and 2 are preludes.
如果你读英文的话就更清楚啊，英文的诗篇第一篇第一节的第一个字是讲到有福。
So if you read the chapter 1, you are clear. The first word in Psalms is blessed.
然后第二篇的最后一节也是以有福做结束的。
And the chapter 2 also ends with the blessed.
它乃是在描写说一个有福的人生是怎么样的一个人生。
It describes a blessed life. What does it look like?
那一二乃是把这个理想的光景来告诉我们，来描写给我们看啊。
In the chapter 1 and 2, it shows us the ideal situation.
等下一次我们读到第三篇之后的诗篇，你就发现到说，原来现实的这个世界和环境不是那么理想的。
And next week when we start reading chapter 3 and after that.We learn that this world is not as ideal as described.
啊，那你开始看从第三篇开始看到他们在那里挣扎的时候，是不是表示说第一篇跟第二篇所谓的那个有福的人生是需要打折扣的呢？
So when we read the chapter 3 and after, we see the struggles of the psalmist expressed. Does it mean like the situation described, the blessed life?Described in chapter 1 and 2 should be discounted?
是不是说第一篇第二篇太理想了根本不实用呢？
Does it mean like the chapter 1 and 2 are so ideal that it's not realistic?
诗篇一共有150篇。
There are 150 chapters in Psalms.
里面有许多的挣扎。
There are a lot of struggles in it.
但是诗人到后来的时候转过头来告诉我们的是说神所说的话是一句不也不改变。
So when the psalmist will turn around and then they tell us the words of God never change.
神所说的话是实在的。
The words of God are real.
那我们先来看第一、第二篇。
Let's look at chapter 1 and 2.
第一篇我们第一到第二节我们一起来念。
Let's read the verse 1 and 2 together.
我们念英文的就好，来。
Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the wicked, nor stands in the way of sinners, nor sits in the seat of scoffers, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night.
好，念得不够整齐，下等一下还有机会啊，念整齐一点啊。第一篇告诉我们说，跟随神的人有两个选择。
Chapter 1 tells us, those who follow God have two choices.
我们这里看到有两个声音跟两个观念。
We see two voices and two ideas.
一个是恶人的计谋。
One is the counsel of the wicked.
一个是神的律法。
The other one is the law of the Lord.
如果你读英文的话，你发现恶人的计谋是 counsel of the wicked.
Yeah, the English one says a counsel of the wicked.
Counsel 就不是像中文所说的这种计谋，计谋听起来好像很诡诈。
So the counsel, the word, is not the same as schemes and crafty thoughts, as described in Chinese.
比较像是恶人的劝导。
It's more of the teaching of the wicked.
那会有谁听恶人的劝导？
Who will listen to the counsel of the wicked?
恶人的这个劝导，他的观念是什么？
What's the idea, what's the concept of the teaching of the wicked?
诗篇里头讲到恶人的时候，不是专行恶事的人，他主要的一个特点乃是讲到说恶人并不把神看在眼里。
So the concept in the psalm, when it talks about wicked, it's not like the people who do evil things, but it's the wicked who do not take God, who do not believe in God.
诗篇第十篇第四节这么说，恶人面带骄傲说，耶和华必不追究，他一切所想的都以为没有神。
So in the Psalm 10:4 it says, in the pride of his face, the wicked does not seek him. All his thoughts are there is no God.
他做了事情，他觉得神不会追究的。他做了事情，觉得说神根本就不存在。
So he does not believe God exists. In his pride, he said whatever he does,There's no consequence.
他的骄傲里面就认为说他做的没有人会管。
So in his pride, and he believes that whatever he does, there's no one to control him.
我们哪一个基督徒做事情，我们明明知道不该做的，我们还去做，我们敢做就认为说神不像他所说的那么可怕。
For Christians, who among you knows that you shouldn't do something and you still do it, but when you dare to do it,It means that you don't believe God exists.
所以不知不觉当中我们就跟从了恶人的观念。
So unconsciously we followed the counsel of the wicked.
我们就听从了恶人的劝导。
We listened to the teachings of the wicked.
干嘛那么认真？
So why are you so serious?
你做了这件事情之后，难道神马上天上打雷就把你劈死吗？
If you do such a thing, does it mean like there's a thunder that will kill you right on the spot?
你做了这件事情不是也挺享受的吗？
If you do this one, like you are still enjoying that, isn't that so?
跟神所讲的都不是一回事，神所说的根本就不正确。
So it's not the same as what God has taught us, and whatever God's teaching is not correct.
所以基督徒在跟随神的道路当中，跟随神的道路的人呢，总是面对了两个选择，一个是到底要听从人的观念呢，还是神的话语。
So Christians, while walking on this earth, always have two choices. One is, do you want to listen to God's teaching or follow what the world tells you to do?
我们也看到在这里有两条路。
We also see there are two paths in this described here.
这里说有罪人的道路。
Here says the path of the wicked.
相对来说就有神的道路。
And on the contrary, there is the path of God.
这个道路就从一个观念变成一个行动。
So this path, it starts from a concept and then leads to action.
就好像你来到一个交叉口，然后你在做选择的时候，神的话告诉你要往右，然后有一个观念告诉你说你不如往左吧，然后你就接受了这个观念。
It's like when you come to a crossroad and God's thought says you should turn right, but the world's thought tells you to turn left and you follow the world's thought and turning left.
你接受了这个世人的观念之后，你就开始走，走就走出一条 罪人的道路。
If you accept the ideas, concept of this world, and you follow the path of the wicked,
不从恶人的计谋，不占罪人的道路。
So do not follow the counsel of the wicked, and do not sit on the seat of the scoffers.
我们发现这里还有两个价值观。
There are also two value systems.
第三个说不坐亵慢人的座位。
The third point says, does not sit in the seat of the scoffers.
亵慢是什么意思？
What does scoffer mean?
讥笑啊。
And laughing at people.
会笑。And 笑人家。
Did you laugh at others?
这里笑的是笑谁呀？
Who are they laughing at?
笑那些跟随神的人。
And laughing at those who follow Christ.
他们为什么会笑那些跟随神的人？
Why are they laughing at those people who follow God?
因为在他们的观念当中，这些跟随神的人是很愚昧的。
Because in their mind, and these people who follow God are stupid.
如果你真的要跟随神的话，有时候你们真的会经历到你的朋友在讥笑你。
When you are truly following God, you will sometimes experience that your friends are laughing at you, scoffing at you.
不认识你的陌生人不会笑，他们还是保持一个有礼貌的样子，但是认识你的人可能会取笑你。
Those who do not know you, they will remain polite, they will not laugh at you. But those who actually know, you know, they know you, they will laugh at you.
所以在这里说亵慢人的座位。
So here it says the seat of the scoffers.
在诗篇107篇那个座位也把它翻译成聚会啊、聚会啊。
So in Psalm 107, chapter 107, verse 32, the seat is interpreted as assembly.
所以那一些人坐在一起，他们聚在一起的时候，他们谈到那一个跟随神的人，他们心里面就讥笑。
So when they gather together, and then they talk about those who follow God, and they were laughing at them.
这是两种不同的生活方式。
And these are two totally different lifestyles.
你这里讲到是一个观念，讲到这是一条道路，讲到这是一个聚会的一个形式。第二节又讲到说是昼夜思想。
So it talks about a concept and talks about the action, like the assemble and the, but then the next one it talks about like the meditate on the law of the Lord, meditate day and night.
第二节讲到说，那一些不从恶人的计谋，不占罪人道路，不做亵慢人座位的人呢，他们是那一个喜爱耶和华律法，昼夜思想的。
Verse 2 says, those who do not follow the wicked, do not stand in the way of the sinners, nor sit in the seats of the scoffers, and his delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night.
这两个中没有中间选择啊。
These two, there's no middle ground.
你要不就是昼夜思想。
Either you meditate on God's words day and night.
要不然你就很容易就被跟着世界的潮流走了。
Or you follow the trend of this world.
这个你读了第三、第四、第五、第六篇的时候就更清楚。原来诗人要跟随神的时候所面对的这个困难是昼夜都在那里攻击他的。
So when we start reading chapter 3, 4, 5, 6, we will see that the psalmist, when they are facing the challenges of this world, and then those attacks happen day and night.
你回去读第三、第四、第五、第六，不晓得有没有第七啊？那你注意看他有没有讲到昼，有没有讲到夜。
So when you read chapter 3, 4, 5, 6, or 7, and pay attention to see if it talks about day and night.
这有福的人是需要每一天每一个时刻以神的话为他的准则。
The blessed needs to ponder, needs to meditate on God's words day and night and follow God's words.
你注意看英文的话，英文可能也不是很清楚。他这些有福的人是单数。
So let's pay attention to, let's read the English. It's a, even though it's not totally clear.The blessed in this passages is a singular.
恶人、罪人、亵慢人是多数的。
The wicked, the sinners, and the scoffers, they are in plural form.
也就是说一个有福的人是单数，他是在许多的恶人、罪人、亵慢人当中是占少数的。
It means that the blessed is in a singular form and is a minority among the plural form of the sinners, scoffers, and the wicked.
但是他有神。
But he has God.
但是你会站在另外一边，可是我有朋友。
But in the other side, we say, okay, but I have friends.
啊，你有神，我有朋友。
You have God, I have friends.
我们很多时候就在这个处境当中，我们发现世界的压力，群众的压力是不可少的。
So in many situations in this world, we found the pressure from the crowd cannot be underestimated.
许许多多世界的念头，世界的生活方式，世界傲慢的一个心态，大家都是这么想，大家都是这么生活，大家都是这么筹算的。
So a lot of concepts, a lot of ideas, actions of this world and become the transient. Everyone is doing such things. Everyone is behaving the same.
一个人若要在神的话语当中活，活出神话语的话，他必然是落单的。
So the person who wants to live out God's words and meditate on God's words, and it's destined that he will be a lonely one.
有福的人在许多次事情上需要逆流而上。
So the blessed in many situations needs to swim upstream.
有福的人很多时候在世界上也许就必须放弃许多的东西。
And the blessed sometimes in this world need to give up a lot of things.
我们来到第二篇的时候，
when we come to the chapter 2,
第二篇我们跳到后面了哈。第二篇在第四、第六、五六那里说，那读英文的哈，四五六整齐一点来。
Let's read the verse 4 to 6 in English together in one voice. He who sits in the heavens laughs. The Lord holds them in derision. Then he will speak to them in his wrath and terrify them in his fury, saying, As for me, I have set my king on Zion, my holy hill.
在那个前面讲到的是说有一群的人他们在谋算，这个就是前面第一篇的计谋啊。
So before this one, it talks about a group of people and they were planning schemes.
他们在谋算什么？他们要挣脱这个神的管制。
So what are they planning? What are they talking about? They want to get rid of God's control.
他们把神看成是一个约束。
They see God's words and they see God as a constraint.
谁说男的就是要男的，女的就是要女的，我要挣开这个捆锁。
Who says man needs to be man, woman needs to be woman? I want to be free from such a restraint.
所以第三节说我们要挣开他们的捆锁，要脱去他们的绳索啊。
So the verse 3 says, Let us burst their bonds apart and cast away their cords from us.
然后在天上的神就讥笑他们，嗤笑他们。
And then the God who is in heaven is laughing at them.
第一篇是人在讥笑那一些跟随神的人。
In chapter 1, the people, the wicked, laughing at those who follow God.
来到第二篇的时候，你就发现神在天上也嗤笑这些愚顽的人。
And when we come to chapter 2, we see that God is laughing at those people, the wicked people.
他说，我已经立了我的君在锡安。
He said, I have established my king in Zion.
换句话，跟随神的人有两个国度要选择。
In other words,Those who follow God have two kingdoms to choose.
人的国度可是不是小事情。
The kingdom of the humans of this world is not a small matter.
一个人怎么面对世上的君王？一个人怎么面对所有的军兵呢？
How can one person face all the kingdoms on this world, in this world, and all the soldiers of this world?
除非你有神。
Unless you have God.
来到最后三节，他那里说：“现在你们君王应当醒悟，你们世人的审判官应当啊，该受管教，当存敬畏啊，畏惧侍奉耶和华，又当存战兢和快乐。当以嘴亲子，恐怕他发怒，你们便在道中灭亡，因为他的怒气快要发作。凡投靠他的，都是有福的。”
The last three words says, "Now therefore, O kings, be wise, be warned, O rulers of the earth. Serve the Lord with fear and rejoice with trembling. Kiss the Son, lest he be angry and you perish in the way, for his wrath is quickly kindled. Blessed are those all who take refuge in him."
我们今天只是一个很简单的介绍，我们以后暑期的周日的信息我们会更多的来谈。
Today is a brief introduction, so in the following sermons in the summer, we'll go into details.
跟随神的人，我们在面对选择的时候，我们站在哪一边？
Those who follow God, when we are facing choices, which side do we choose?
我们要站在神这一边，还是站在众人那一边？
Are we going to stand with God, or are we going to stand with the world?
我刚刚讲第四篇第一篇以福做开始，第二篇以福做结束。
I just mentioned that in chapter 1, it started with the blessed. In chapter 2, it ends with blessed.
第一篇劝人不要从恶人的计谋。
The chapter 1 teaches us not to follow the counsel of the wicked.
因为第二篇告诉我们那人的计谋乃是与神为敌的。
And the chapter 2 tells us the schemes of the men.Are enemies of God.
第一篇告诉我们不要走，不要站，不要走罪人的道路，因为他们的道路是灭亡的道路。
Chapter 1 tells us we do not follow the path of the wicked because that leads to perishment.
第二篇的十二节也告诉我们，我们若不走神的道路，我们所行的道路也必朝向灭亡。
And chapter 2 in verse 12 tells us,If we don't follow God, we will perish in the way.
第一篇劝我们不要坐在亵慢人的座位上。
Chapter 1 tells us not to sit in the seat of the scoffers.
反而你要能够承受世人的嘲笑。
Otherwise, on the contrary, you need to face the scoffing of the world.
第二篇告诉我们最终在嗤笑的是神。
And chapter 2 tells us eventually who scoffs is God scoffing the world.
所以我再说一次，基督徒，我们属灵灵城里头，我们常常面对两个选择。
So let me mention this again. For Christians, in our spiritual journey, there are two choices.
神的话还是人的话？
God's words or the world's voice?
你需要昼夜思考神的话，因为你白天会听到人的观念，晚上也会听到人的观念。
You need to meditate on God's words day and night because you will hear the world's voice day and night.
每一个电影，每一个连续剧，都把世人人生的观念输入到你的头脑里。
Every movie, every soap opera we watch and sends the signal.Of the ideas of this world.
做个简单的数学，你看了多少个小时的电影？你读了多少小时的圣经？
Let's do a simple math. How many hours of movies or soap hours have you watched? And how many hours of God's words have you read?
我们就不难发现为什么基督徒那么软弱，很难选择神的道路。
It's not difficult for us to see why Christians are so weak and it's difficult for them to choose God's way.
我们所选择的是两个国度，神的国度还是人的国度。
The choices for us are two, either God's kingdom or the world.
我们是敬畏神还是惧怕人？
Do we fear God or are we fearing the world?
诗篇前面两篇就把这个选择放在我们面前。
chapter, the first two chapters of Psalm put these two choices in front of us.
以后我们会看到诗人当他在选择的当中，他将会面对很多的挑战。
Later we'll see that psalmist, when they make the choice, and they are facing a lot of challenges and struggles.
因为他要跟随神。
Because he wanted to follow God.
他的生活当中就面对许多的喜怒哀乐。
And then he's facing a lot of turmoil, a lot of laments in life.
求神帮助我们，让我们能够有一个跟随神的心智。
May God help us and give us a heart to follow him.
因为诗篇充满了这一些见证人，告诉我们，无论你面对的怎么样的一个环境，你若是选择跟随神到底，最终神在他的手中有那生命的道路。
And Psalms have taught us, have shown us, there are many psalmists who have gone through this journey who are faced with choices. Eventually, we choose to follow God and will become the testimony of God's beautiful glory.
又有那永远的喜乐。
And we'll have that eternal joy.
我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray.
天父，我们感谢你，主，你是我们的主。
Heavenly Father, we thank you. You are the Lord.
当我们愿意为你而活，
when we are willing to live for you,
你必将你那个福分赐下。
You will give us that blessing.
当我们在这个暑期的时候，我们再一次来思考诗篇的时候，让我们看到过去的这些人要跟随你的时候，他们所经过的挑战跟他们的选择。
When in the summer we are reading, studying this book of Psalms, we'll see the people in the past who have followed you and what they have faced, the challenges, turmoils of their life.
就能激励我们，主，让我们能够定睛仰望你。
That will propel us, inspire us to fix our eyes on you.
跟随你到底。
And follow you to eternity.
祷告奉耶稣基督名求。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.